She starts with the intro. I get the ranting. We both vent. But the two of us together is heaven sent. Ever since. Now, what I love about the show is we let the folks participate. You can vote on this and that, and new episodes is on the way. The people have spoken, put the music in the streets. So, we introduce a new artist with the song of the week. Just a click away on the link is going down. Follow us on Instagram, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Either way, it's up to you. You can listen or comment too. Couple topics, a little gossip, and of course, we act a fool. It's King Chuck and Queen Tiff, and you know we speak the truth. It could be Bay of the Week, or choose one and cut them loose. Now, give a 5-star rating on our podcast show. Tune in, we going live, Midnight Convos.
Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole, aka your queen to be. Today we got the hubby filling in tonight.
Yeah.
What's good, hubby?
Ain't nothing much, man. Another day, another dollar, another day, another podcast.
All right, sounds good. No Ajax, no King Chuck. King Chuck is MIA. We gotta get him back.
Incognito.
Pretty much. Dudes get new jobs and they forget about us. But much love to our boy King Chuck. Much love to our boy Ajax. We'll see him on the next episode. This is Convo 49. Convo 49. So if you miss any of our previous convos, you know what you gotta do. You make sure you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, and iTunes. And we need you to go to our new YouTube channel, subscribe, share, spread the word about our channel.
Absolutely. Most importantly, give the 5-star rating. 5-star rating.
Always a good thing. How's your week been?
Week's been pretty busy.
Busy?
Got a lot of things going on, but hard work and dedication comes success.
Absolutely. It's been a busy, interesting week for me also. For those that's been wondering, I think we addressed this previously, why I've been kind of out of the loop. Started a new position last week, made a week in a new position. So, you know, I'm transitioning, I'm learning my new role. But
yes, ma'am.
So it's taking me out of my podcast zone. So sorry for not putting out an episode last week. I was kind of in the fog of getting into my new role. But like I said, this is Convo 49, and I want to get into the poll results from last week. Do you remember the Cut 'Em Loose from 2 weeks ago?
Enlighten.
We had Cut 'Em Loose, Black Designers. So we had Rock Aware, Car Canine, Sean John, and FUBU. So the people have spoken with 18% of the vote. The people have spoken and they have cut loose Rockaware. With 22% of the vote, the people have spoken and they have cut Sean John.
Okay.
With 24% of the vote, the people have spoken and they have cut Car Canine. That leads us to 30% of the vote going to FUBU.
For us.
By us. And people fronting. When FUBU was out and LL was rocking the FUBU shirts and had the pants leg rolled up, everybody was rocking FUBU.
Did you call it FUBU for us, cut us?
God dang.
What happened to Russell Simmons joint? What was the name of that?
Fat Farm.
Oh, I used to
see,
love that.
But I only thought a certain group of people wore Fat Farm. I didn't really see everybody rocking Fat Farm. I thought people that had a couple of dollars rocked Fat Farm.
I think he sold Fat Farm to like a white corporation.
All of them did.
Did they all sell it?
Besides Sean John, Rockaware's got signed. FUBU got sold, I should say. Car Canine, I don't know if they sold the company, but Rockaware, FUBU have been sold. That's what you want to do. You mass a fortune and then you flip it. You don't get emotionally tied. You always tell me that, right?
Yeah, true. Real rap.
Can't get emotionally tied to these labels. This thing that you're building. You gotta look at it as a business venture and let it go when the time is right.
Yeah, the people have spoke, man. Get you out of here, FUBU. FUBU. Stick the Shark Tank.
You're making a lot of money with that Shark Tank.
You're making money.
So, let's get into our Bay of the Week. Bay, I know I'm your bae every day of the week.
Yes,
but
you are.
Besides me, Who's your bae of the week?
Yo, I've been meaning to say this one for a while. That girl, Maya.
Maya?
Yeah. When I was thinking about, like, when I was younger, yo, she was bad. Now she's getting older, yo. She's still, like, straight curvilicious now. She fit.
She's your age.
Yeah, that's
she's close to 40.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt. Just put it out there.
Hey. No, I said close. So, 35 on can be close to 40.
It is what it is. But any which way, shorty bad. What about you, babe? Who's your baby? All
right, so I watched this movie, Love, Beats, and Rhymes, a few days ago. And it was a decent movie. It's with Jill Scott, Common, Azealia Banks. She's a nut job in real life, but she really did a real good job in the movie. But I ain't thinking about her. Her love interest in the movie was a little yellow boy. That was sexy. He was yellow. He's yellow and he's short, but he's fine as hell. He's a British actor and his name is Lucien Laviscount. So I've never seen him prior to this movie. So ladies, gents, I'm going to put a nice picture of this little tenderoni. I look forward to seeing him in other films, but he caught my attention. Y'all know what that means.
I didn't know you like high yellow like
that. I don't necessarily, but I mean, I guess I'm an equal opportunist.
I guess so, huh? If you're fine.
If you fine, you're fine. There's no category for fine. You know, you can't box it in, you know? Ugh. So, like I said, this is Convo 49. Convo 49, if you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, and iTunes. And what they need to do, baby?
5 mics like double XL, but we'll deal with stars for now.
Absolutely. So, let's get into our first convo.
What up, though?
I want to know. I'm going to pose a question, but before I pose a question, I want to tell you the scenario. So, maybe a week and a half ago, Patti LaBelle did this interview with on Bravo. And she basically outed Luther Vandross for being gay. And basically, she said...
We don't know.
It's not a secret, but this just let me run with this. So basically, she outed him and basically said that it was something that he did not want to put out there to the world. And it was more so he didn't want to hurt his mom. And he had a lot of female fans and he didn't want to disappoint them. But any blind man can see that Luther was gay. And we all loved and accepted Luther regardless.
This was my father again.
That's not a secret.
All right.
But my question is this. Is it ever okay for you to out a friend or a family member in regards to their sexual preference? Now, Luther is past, so he can't deny or confirm that accusation, but I'm pretty sure...
I know that you know that we know.
Exactly. He like boys. He like men. But that's okay. No one can say him and his sexuality has anything to do with his talent. Luther is one of the best singers that has ever graced you, that you ever heard. So it takes nothing away from his talent, his gift. But
yeah,
is it ever okay to out someone in regards to the sexuality?
In one case, if they sexually harass you, I think that's the only reason. Outside of that, mind your business.
What do you mean if someone sexually harassed you?
You get molested, sexually, by a family member or a close friend, and they did something you didn't approve of. You put them on blast. It has to come out. I don't think people should hold that. Like, you hear many cases of people saying, when they were a child, they were sexually assaulted by, somebody of the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
Unwillingly. Put them on blast. You did that. A lot of times, children are scared. They can't, speak it well, or they're scared to speak. But put that person on blast.
So you feel if it was something in that type of nature, yeah, in regards to sexual abuse, then you should be able to put them on blast.
Absolutely.
But let's take it out of that realm. Just, we talk about friends and family.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. You're winking them and smile. I know. I know. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, it's not your place. I think you have to mind your business. I have had some good friends in my life that are gay. Because like, they're not gay now. But that's their business. Like, whatever you decide, however you decide to live your life, that's your truth. No one should be able to tell your truth. And just going back to that Patti LaBelle situation where she outed Luther, I thought she was wrong for doing so. Now, even though he is no longer with us, if he never spoke about it while he was alive, why are we speaking about it in death? Like, that's not your place to speak.
Here's a question. This one's even better, right? So I know you're gay, and we have a mutual friend, or I have a friend that comes around and I introduce you, and later on that person asks me if you're gay. Is it my business to tell them that you're gay?
No. They have to find out on their own.
But you're open about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what would I say?
What do you mean? Like, I'm open, I'm interested in that person?
Interested, but
you know. You're just prying.
Yeah,
you're trying to figure out what's going on.
All the way nosy.
No, I don't think it's your right. I don't think it's your position. I don't think it's your place to tell them. That person, you know, if they want to know the truth, go to the source.
I agree with that, but is it a double standard for straight people? Like I said, like the assumption is everybody's straight till proven different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, is that a?
I mean, being, you know, people in their sexuality is very, people can be very sensitive if they don't want that cat out of the bag.
I mean, if you're dealing with somebody who's a transgender and they've had a whole bunch of stuff done, somebody says, is Quanda a female or the guy? I don't know. Why don't you go ask? Like, yo, you post up the cat out of the bag. You're like,
but I think that's kind of different. But you know what?
Yeah, is it?
My thing is, because I really don't think it's anybody's business to tell someone else's secret story truth. But what I don't like is those down low motherfuckers. I don't like, and I think I probably would out somebody in this situation. Let's just say we have someone that's living a double life. You know he's sweet as roses. And, you know, he loves men, but he's with but he's dating one of my good friends.
Right.
Right? Pretending to be something he's not. But on the weekend, he's getting bent over by Kevin.
Doing a dead cockroach.
Yes. Yeah. I will have a problem with that because now my girl's health may be at risk.
So, okay. So let's pose it like this. As a married couple, you're friends with other married couples, and we're out somewhere and we see the husband with another male out somewhere and they're both looking sweet as pie. We go back and we tell, or do we just stay out of that?
It depends how close I am to the person, because, you know, we're not tight with everybody that we know that's married, but it really depends on the relationship. But like I said,
if it was one of your friends and you found, like, okay, we're friends with the wife through association through your friend who's a male, and then you may find your boy's out there stepping out living a double life. I mean, through the years you build strong relationships with
Both
people in the
place. No, that's a tricky situation because, like I said, now you're talking about someone's health. So, you know, I'm more leaning towards I will out him if you're living this double life. If you're just living as a gay person, that's none of my business. But when you're pretending to be something that you're not, you're being fraudulent, and you're putting someone's health at risk, then I might drop the dime.
I don't believe you'll do the shit. I really don't believe you'll do it.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I will. Because that's somebody's health, baby.
You
fucking them raw dogs.
You got the gun.
Bend over.
You got the gun. When it's time to pull the trigger, you ain't going to do it.
I will tell.
You ain't going to do it.
I will tell. And especially if it's someone that I'm close with. That, without a doubt, I will tell.
Mm-mm. I'm just saying, No, I don't think you're going to do it. It's health issues. Why are you going to do this to her? No, you're not going to do it. You're going to be like, you need to stop the shit and you can keep it pushing.
No, I'm going to tell. You telling me if you had a gay friend that was in a married, committed relationship with a female and he's having sexual relationships with men, you would not tell that person.
So let me tell you this. Ask, position it better. What fucking difference to make if it's he's having a sexual relationship with another male or female?
That changes the dynamics. If you're cheating, that's your business. But a homosexual relationship, her health can be at risk. At
so what? So what if he's if we have a mutual friend who's in a gay relationship with somebody, or they're married, depending what state you're in, they're married. All right, and we're friends with that couple. All right, and we see him with this other dude out and about, you know what I'm saying, all over each other, right? You know, do you go back and tell his partner?
Listen, I'm not a snitch. I'm not a rat.
I mean, because if it's a health issue, you know, fuck it. Then it's a health issue.
But I just don't. I don't like the idea of her not knowing if he's living a down-low relationship. If he's living in the light.
It's the down-low shit. A lot of women are very sensitive to that.
Absolutely.
Shit. You know, more sensitive than men are. If it was vice versa, when a man sees another woman, his woman out with another woman.
Because that's attractive to you guys. But you can't be kissing me in my mouth, and then when I go to work, you putting pingas in your mouth. Okay. That just does not work for me.
Okay.
You can't be deep throating and then trying to eat the twat later.
Relax.
Doesn't work.
You don't have to take it in. I'm good. Just saying. I understand what goes along with sexual activity. Okay. I get it. All right.
But that's upset. Yeah. I can't even imagine. So, as a female, I don't like down low stuff. Be honest with who you are, and I respect that. But don't pretend. So that's the only way I can see myself out in someone. If I see that they're living that down low relationship and they are dealing with someone close to me. Any other thing, it's none of my business. I cannot out you.
Yeah, you like a part-time snitch. Like you only work 10 hours a week. Like the full 25.
I'm per diem snitch.
Yeah, 25 hours a week part-time. You only 10 hours.
I'm a per diem snitch, babe. Yeah. That's what you're saying?
Word up! Yo, just stay the fuck out of here.
Listen, so we posed the question to you. Is it at any time, is it okay to out a person in regards to their sexual preference? Right? I want to know. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Are you snitching out someone's sexuality?
My lips as if, no pun intended.
So, babe, I want to talk. I want to move along into our next convo.
Okay.
And we talked about this a couple of times. We get on this topic a lot. And I think a lot of times, the workplace can be a great place, or it can be a work, an unhealthy place to be when you're not secure in your own relationship, right? I see relationships blossoming because they're not getting what they need at home, and they're finding it in someone that they spend a lot of time with. So I'm gonna talk about some things that's going on at my workplace. I see people that don't wear their wedding rings.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? They're spending time with other people. Too much time. They having other people call them multiple times throughout the day. They rearrange their schedules to be with people. And I think that's unhealthy. Especially when you're not calling your husband or your wife and talking. Mm-hmm. But you're talking to that coworker. So we know that there should be boundaries set in place so those things don't happen. Because it's natural for people to spend time with people that have things in common with people. But you got to know when to cut it off. But when you're unhappy at home, it becomes a problem.
You know what? Humans are creatures who are naturally interconnected spiritually, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, doesn't matter your race, color, you'll find a connection with another human being once you're around for a certain amount of time. So, and I think going into the workplace aware of that already, you need to draw those imaginary lines. Like, okay, I know if he crosses this line, this, or he or she crosses this line, that line, this line, I just need to put them on timeout. They just gonna get
put them on ice.
Yeah, they're just gonna get a head nod or hello, good morning, and I'm gonna keep it pushing. No small talk for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, it's at home. Listen, everybody's relationship isn't perfect at home.
Absolutely.
So when you come to work and you
vent.
You vent, or more importantly, you don't have to vent. You might hear what this person is going on, this person's relationship, and you might identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you guys creating a bond. Or you might be attracted to the person who's a good husband or a good wife, and just because you're going through it in your house, they're always, not bragging, but, you know, blessed and talking about the positive things that's going on in their life, and you're just attracted to that. Mm-hmm. That's what you
want. That's what you want from your situation.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
do you notice that at all?
Absolutely. I think it's important what you said, having those imaginary lines. See, I don't believe in imaginary lines. Like, motherfucker, this is the line, and we're not going to cross that. I dead situation so quick because I don't want to be put in that situation. It's just not a good look. But my point being, I didn't want to take it that far. That was just a setup. Is it okay? Is it right? As a married person or a person in a committed relationship to constantly have lunch dates on a regular basis with coworkers, opposite sex?
Fuck no. I mean, you could say any way you want to say it, but it's still the FN. You know, what I do at my job, male or female, some days I'll treat for lunch. You know, especially in my job, I work with different people given the day. I don't normally have a set schedule. Some days I'll treat. But believe you me, when I see you next time,
it's on you.
It's on you. I don't care how pretty you look and outside of work, how men gas you up or whatever. And people, yo, I know where you work and I know where you get paid. Yeah, come up off that.
But whether or not you pay for it or not, that's not the issue. My point is it okay to constantly meet with that person?
No.
Whether he pays, she pays, really doesn't matter. But it's that you have that, okay, I look forward to having lunch with him on Tuesdays and Fridays. And it's a constant, it's not something every once in a blue. It's continual. You guys are having these lunch dates.
So when you put it like that, it depends. Because I'm not going to act like I'm going to sit up here and act like I'm the same. I have lunch with everybody. I don't care. But I don't go into work looking for nothing because I'm happy at home. So I treat everybody in my workplace that I work with that's in my same position as equals. We are brothers and sisters out here together. So, yeah, we'll have a dialogue throughout the day, and I'm working close with you today. We'll go out and have lunch. If I work close with you 2 times this week, then maybe we'll go. But it's the same thing with the males as well. And if the guy's gay, I won't, you know, disqualify them either. You know what I mean? I don't go into it like that. I just know that we're working together today, and this is what I want you. So if I work with this person 2 or 3 times a week, then that's what it is.
Absolutely. I just think that certain things you just should not play with. If you're in a committed relationship and everything is good, may not be perfect because I don't believe there's anything that's perfect. But if it's good at home, you're happy, you're satisfied, certain things you cannot play with. You going on a lunch date consistently with someone of the opposite sex. What are you guys talking about? What's going on at home? What's going on at work? You know, what he did wrong, what she did wrong. And you start finding pieces, you know, and attaching to each other.
Well, I mean, one thing, I guess, but I don't talk about what's going on in my house with nobody.
But
maybe my brothers occasionally, or you know what I'm saying? But outside of family, if I did decide to venture, everything I would say about my wife and my children is always going to be positive. And I'm blessed. You know, people know that about me. I ain't gonna be the one stepping and complaining if I'm going through at home. You know, that's it in a nutshell. I don't play that game.
But you know, everybody chooses the things differently. But that's going back to if you're satisfied, you're happy at home. Because if you don't, if you're not happy, if you're not satisfied, you're going to start to vent, right? And you know, he's going to, no, that's not right. You shouldn't be going through that. Oh, she don't do this. She don't cook. Oh, she don't do this, that. And what are we doing? We just finding a way into your pants, you know, or doing something with you. And it may be something over time. Maybe you guys don't cross that line instantly, but over time, it's just natural. If you're sharing so many intimate details about what's going on in your life, you're going to cross those boundaries, even if you're not even physically attracted to that person. It's just that you spent so much time together intimately talking about details of your life.
I can understand it. I can understand where you're coming from, but
so don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't highly recommend it. This is such a thing called emotional cheating. You know, you're venting. You're not doing anything physical with that person, but you're being very intimate with them. And you already know that's gonna lead. The cheating might lead up to actually becoming a relationship. So maybe if you did sleep with that person one time or something, like 9 times out of 10, it's gonna keep happening. Because you guys already built that intimacy.
Absolutely. I had someone that never, ever, 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 ever during the workday, the 8 hours that we spend at our job, has a conversation with their husband. She just never does it. Husband doesn't call. Maybe she might text them, but, you know, I think about me and you. We speak throughout the day. Now, our communication is limited because of the type of job that you have and the type of job I have. But you're going to call me on my work line, right? Mm-hmm. Once or twice throughout the day. Same here. This person never communicates with their husband while at work. But when they get that ring, oh, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, okay. And giddy as fuck. Happy. Oh, I'm going to be up there later. I'm going to do it. Where are you? Having long conversations and like a high school kid getting all giddy and shit. Panties probably wet as hell because this person is giving them all this attention and they're missing it at home. And it is trouble. Trouble. So I'm like, why do you put yourself in that relationship? And then, oh, a couple weeks later, guess what, babe?
They hooked up.
I don't see. I think they hooked up. I don't know. I'm not in the bedroom. I'm not in the car. So I don't know if it actually happened.
But they're wide open around coworkers.
But they wide open. So, and they're both married. So they're both playing with fire. But, you know. And
well, they do say if you're going to cheat, you need to cheat with somebody that's just as much loose as you do.
Well, how about let's not cheat? Let's fix what's going on in our relationship. If it's repairable. If it's repairable, let's try to repair it and try to move forward and grow. If it's not, then go fuck whoever you want to fuck. But while you are married, you know, respect them vows. Respect your relationship. Respect your wife. Respect your husband. So, I can't stand to see workplace.
Romance?
Especially when they're taken. Mm-hmm. If you're in a relationship, a committed relationship, it's different. Then you went to the Justice of Peace or you know, went in the church and you said, I do to someone. That's different. That's a whole different element.
You know, you don't understand. Like, people say, I don't care what nobody think about me, but, yo, your coworkers are killing you behind closed doors, knowing your situation.
And absolutely.
You, not only you just cheating, period, you cheat with another coworker. And they know their situation too. It's like, it's terrible. Your coworkers are killing you, right?
Murdering, like killing this girl.
Yeah, and they up here smiling in your face. Looking at you like,
can't wait till you leave the office so we can be like, what the fuck was that? Bring me the tea, please.
Tiffany Cole, you see what I just saw?
Yeah. You peeped that?
Mm-hmm. You saw that?
And the thing is, I don't care where you work. If you work with groups of people, it's like high school all over again.
It is.
Everybody knows something.
It is.
And what they don't know, they just add. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to draw up their own conclusions.
They can embellish everything.
Absolutely. That's what we do. So it's like, don't put yourself in that situation. So I'm going to end this, but for those that hear this, you guys know who I'm talking about. She doesn't listen to the show on a regular basis, so she probably won't hear this. And if she does, I didn't say names. But if you do hear this, the person that I'm referring to, I hope that you can repair and mend whatever is broken in your situation, because I do believe in marriage, the institution of marriage. And, you know, I take my vows very seriously.
Why you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of the situation. I'm thinking of the person.
That's what it is?
Yeah, and okay. You know.
Don't be that serious. And you laugh as soon as you say that. I take my vows very seriously.
I hope that, you know, you work out whatever issues you may have. And God bless. But ladies, bring me the tea, okay? Bae.
What up?
Let's get into our song of the week.
All right. Our song of the week is Obey by artist Yokin. Follow Yokin on his social media. My Instagram is Yokin Music. That's YOKENMUSIQ. And Twitter, it's Yokin5. For all our YouTube listeners, check out our song of the week on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podomatic, and iTunes. Five-star rating, y'all.
One time. Tell me if you like it. I know it's your best thing. Chilling with your best friends. Shorty, you're my boo thing. Riding with the windows down. I know why you like it. Baby, you're the baddest chick that I'd ever wanted. Let's go. All bad, all bad, all bad, all bad. I'm kissing your toes. I love just talking to you. All bad, all bad, all bad, all bad. I'm missing you too. I love just chilling with you. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm kissing your toes, I love just talking to you. Oh babe, oh babe, oh babe, oh babe. I'm saying what's up with tonight, I'm trying to chill with you tonight. I'm trying to get to know you more so I can take you on my tour. I cannot see nobody else, they give you kisses, give you all. Say you the only one I want, the other just, they just be drawing. Betty, walk on my way. I can see us out of space. Look at a smile on your face. You know you're fine anyway. Ain't no one else in your place. I don't care what people say. You hold me down for real. Gonna be us against the world. Tell me if you like it. I know it's your best thing. Chilling with your best friends. Shorty, you're my boo thing. Riding with the windows down. I know why you like it. Baby, you're the baddest chick that I'd ever wanted. Let's go. All bad, all bad, all bad, all bad. I'm kissing your toes, I love just talking to you. Oh babe, oh babe, oh babe, oh babe. I'm missing you too, I love just chilling with you. Yeah, oh 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 yeah. I'm kissing your toes, I love just talking to you. Oh babe, oh babe, oh babe, oh babe. Rewind it. You was there when I wasn't there. Snapping on me like a snapback. Give you the looks like you all that. Look at your lips, then you all that. To all them chips, then I'm falling back. I want you bad like my record said. I want you bad like my record said. I'm saying what's up with tonight. I'm trying to chill with you tonight. I'm trying to get to know you more so I can take you on my tour. I cannot see nobody else. They give you kisses, give you a sing. You the only one I want. The mother chips, they just be tall. Tell me if you like it. I know it's your best thing. Chilling with your best friends. Shorty, you're my boo thing. Riding with the windows down. I know why you like it. Baby, you're the baddest chick that I ever wanted. Let's go. All babe, all babe, all babe, all babe. I'm kissing your toes. I love just talking to you. All babe, all babe, all babe, all babe. I'm missing you too. I love just chilling with you. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm kissing your toes. I love. just talking to you. All day, all day, all day, all day.
Yes. Let us know what you thought of the song. And please keep them coming in. Keep them coming in. I have a few songs on deck. This is what I love about the show. You know, one week I'm like, well, who's going to be the song of the week? And the next week I got so many to choose from. So this week I have a few to choose from. So you're going to be hearing a lot of different songs.
Listen. I've been listening to y'all music, y'all. Y'all better come correct. Come correct. Y'all gonna get played regardless, but we be listening behind the scene like, yo, they fire. Ooh, they need some more work to do.
Some people are struggling artists, literally.
Some people are still learning the learning curve, and they haven't been doing as long as other artists. Some people are just naturally gifted off the rip.
Absolutely. So, if you want to be featured as our song of the week, make sure you send those songs to midnightconvos247@gmail.com. I got a lot of New Jersey artists that's in my, you know,
good,
my holster that I'm ready to.
We're from Jersey.
Yes, we represent hard.
Represent our state. So, but if your shit more fire than that Jersey shit, definitely send it this way.
Absolutely. midnightconvos247@gmail.com. Bet, this is funny. I saw this. I jacked this. I'm not going to lie. I jacked this from one of those shows. They had a segment in which they were saying, what are four words that someone can say during a date that would just absolutely ruin a date? And they have different examples. But I thought about this, and I thought this would be cool, especially if we had our third person. If Ajax would have been in the building, it would have been even cooler to have three people participate. But Ben, what would be if you were dating?
I got to shit.
I got it. Shit.
I got you shit.
That will turn you up, but it's a natural thing. People shake shits, babe. On the first date,
it will ruin Michael Jackson. Human nature. I don't hear that shit. I got you shit. And take your shitty ass on, and I won't be here
when you're gone. Would you at least pay the bill?
Huh?
Would you at least pay the bill?
No, I'm gonna dine and dash. Niggas,
that's horrible.
Nah, I'm not that superficial.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm terrible. But I will say that would be a turnoff. Like, I don't know if there'd be a follow-up date. Like, are you saying, like, with this, just kill the situation? Like,
yeah, what would ruin the date? And you're just like, yo, I gotta go.
No, I gotta go. Or you just know this person is dead.
Either or.
Because most of the time, like, you know me, I got a big heart, but I'll cut you off quick. So I'll probably follow through with the date and ask, was it one turn or two? You know what I mean? But for real, like, it's over. It's over after that. You know what I mean? Be cute, you know?
At least on the first date.
Yeah, and, you know, don't give me the big, give me the pew. That's what I, you know, that's what it's like.
Well, you should be doing none of that on the first date.
Hey, man, now that's human nature. Things slip out, but if it did slip
not
out,
not on the first date. You hold that shit in so tight the first date. You know, you gotta get a few more dates.
I guess it depends how old you are when you're going out to date. Because when you're in your mid-40s and your 50s, man, you ain't want shit no more.
You can't. Literally.
That's one. I'm trying to think of something else. I gotta take the call. You know, we're in the middle of a conversation. Then you gotta take the call. If it ain't an emergency on that phone call, I hear you ha-ha, hoo-hoo, and all that shit. So I'm not important. You know what I mean? That's a turn-off.
Okay.
And, believe it or not, take this back.
If the food is not right?
Yeah. First date. You know, you don't even know what the hell you want to get. Shit, I might just order for you since I'm paying for everything. You know. But you did that, and it might be an issue. You know, I don't like bringing it up. I like things to go smooth the first date. You know, I guess sometimes things could happen which might make you closer or wanting to follow up and have a second date because it was unexpected circumstances. That was kind of cool. But for the most part, I think most people want a smooth date. What about you?
All right. So, I thought it would never get back to me. A couple of things that will turn me off would be my pinga is small.
That comes out on the first date?
Yeah, anything can come out first date. You know, the conversation that people talk about. I lost my job yesterday. I live with my mom.
I just came home.
Exactly.
That'll turn you
on. Hell yeah, the first date.
Everybody gets second chances. I'm not just he's going through a whole second chance.
But I'm too old and grown to be dealing with people that's got baby mama dramas. That, you know, ain't got no stable income. They broke. They living with their mama. They got a little pinga. I don't have time for that. At being the age that I am now to deal with that. If you put that out on the table, first date, I'm done.
I mean,
I'm going to the bathroom and I'm dashing.
The little penis thing, I just don't ever see any man with pride ever just throwing that out there. Even a man with pride, you know, she's going to find out when she find out physically, when she want to feel on him or whatever. But as of right now,
new man dingo?
I'm standing strong. I take care of my business. How you doing? My name is Ray. I have a little penis. Who's going to say that?
Hey, you might be drinking and shit falls out. Come on.
I think only way you're going to find that out.
If you felt and I can't feel anything.
There you go.
I'm just like this. Like, where is it? Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. But those are some of the things that would kind of make me run the other way. Like, yeah. I'm going to have to say.
So the baby mama stuff. Coming home from jail. I just lost my job.
Yeah. Because you're not stable enough. You're not stable to be in a situation.
That's on the first date. On the second date, you might let one of them ride.
No, I mean, I don't even think, you know, those are big ones that make me turn the other way. Because that means you're not stable enough for this to go beyond another date. You're not stable. I can't be with a man that's unstable. Now, if you're in a situation and that he becomes unstable while you're in the situation, that's a little different because you're already invested in the situation. But I'm not gonna accept none of that before we even any emotions are involved.
Tiffany Nicole, you hoxie diddy motherfucker.
Call me what you want, but I'm telling you, I'm being honest.
Powerball tomorrow, bitch. Yeah, I can't even see you right now. I don't see you.
It's all good. You gotta have standards. And this is the thing. People get upset when females have standards. Right?
Well, everybody has standards.
Okay. But if you put yourself out there and put it out there, hey, this is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I don't want. This is what I'm not looking for. It's a problem. Like, some people might think that you're high sedentary or you have your uppity or whatever the case may be. Like, no, this is what I want. If you can meet me, then we can move on and we can grow and we can see where it can lead to. But
oh, so like you said, I have a little dick. Mm-hmm. She said to me, I like eating ass. No. That's the bent cockroach again.
No,
I gotta bend over and
But that's her thing. You can't knock her for her thing.
I think maybe I would follow up first. Like, you like
what you mean? You'll let her do it?
No. I mean, like, so you talking about another female, say threesomes or something? You know, like, and then she says, "Nah, I like eating man butt." Nah. I think it'll be over because there's no way you can position it to me. I'm gonna look at you different after that.
Why?
Like, the rest of the minute, I'm looking.
You're judging a woman that is free with her sexuality?
No. Well, you're judging a man that's free with the size of his dick. I mean,
I'm not judging him. I just know that he's limited with what he can do.
And I know that at one point she's going to creep up on me and put her fingers on my ass. I mean, her hands on my ass.
Or her
tongue. Damn. Any which way, shit's going down my ass. I ain't with that.
You don't know. You can't knock nothing until you try it.
The gay man to the other gay man.
You can't say what you won't like, what you know, unless you tried it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A tongue is a tongue. A hole is a hole.
That's what it is.
That's what they say. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't gonna be no, yo. Ain't gonna be no Gabrielle Union. This motherfucker. Yo.
I can't D-Wade you tonight.
Nah, right? Man. And you seen D-Wade done change over the past like decade. Been fucking with this bro, yo. Yo, man. D-Wade used to be, you know, championship with Shaq and all this shit. You know what I mean? Then
now
man,
he's wearing black man. Nail polish.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's dyeing his hair dark blonde and shit. You know. I don't get
he's
it.
Still fine though. I used to be so big on Wade back in the day. Then it was a whole situation with his wife, and then he was supposedly cheating with Gabrielle. I don't know how true it is, and I didn't see him the same fashion. They said that he basically took the house from the ex-wife. She was homeless. I know she was doing like YouTube videos of her like on the streets. I was like, damn, D-Wade, come on. Your mom was a crackhead and you bought her a church. You can't take care of the wife.
Certain lines, like you said, that shouldn't be crossed. Absolutely. And we don't know behind closed doors. She might have did some real fuck shit that hurt him.
Absolutely. This is just perception.
Took his whole spirit. Like,
this is just perception.
You a stranger to me.
Nobody really knows what goes on in these celebrities' lives, but this is just perception that.
Like, you think about it, that is cold. If you have fucking. You gonna
have the mother of your children.
Marry them and. You have made babies with them. You got a motherfucking sleep on the street. Like, what the fuck did you do?
Sometimes.
Like, I know I ain't shit for putting you in that position.
But your kid. But no, he has custody of the kids, so.
No. I put you in that position. And I'm doing fucked up for doing that because I really feel like no human should do that to another human. But what the fuck did you do to push somebody to that point?
I mean, sometimes it doesn't even have to be pushed to. Some people just grind, you know, vindictive. And when they get put on, they just change colors. We've seen that too. So, you know, it could be. Some people do their own mama wrong. So what's a wife? You know? You think about it. But let's move along to our last convo before we get into this sweet Cut 'Em Loose. Bae, a couple weeks ago, we watched the movie Mudbound. Remember the movie we watched with Mary J. Blige?
That sad shit again.
It was a good movie.
I forgot the title of that shit.
Mudbound.
I don't even want to think about it.
If you guys haven't seen the movie, make sure you check it out. It's on Netflix. It's starring Mary J. Blige and... it's a good movie. I don't want to give the plot away, but just go check it out on Netflix.
Give me the actor's name, too.
Because I don't know the name. I know what the son was, the boy was Eazy-E on NWA, Straight Outta Compton. Okay. He plays the son, but I don't know any other actors.
So the other Negroes are other supporting Negroes you've seen in a lot of other big movies. They just...
I don't know their names, but Mary J is on. The queen of hip hop soul is one of the main characters. But one of the things in that movie is one of the characters, they was having a dialogue with Mary J Blige's son, and basically he asked them, "What was the worst thing you ever done in your life?" And it made me think of like I really had to think about it because I live my life a certain way that. You know, I never want to do anything purposely to harm someone. Like, to really say, you know, that's some foul, gutter, slimy, grimy-ish. But I thought about it, and I came up with something that I really feel bad that I did. And I'm going to get into it. But
really?
I want to start
with
you. Yeah. What's one of the worst things that you've done?
I plead the fifth.
You pleading the fifth? That's not too crazy.
I'm a crazy motherfucker. That's why you like me.
That you could put on the podcast, bae.
Yeah, I really can't talk about stuff. But I will say this. You said things I would regret. It's kind of like I regret doing it. It was grimy. I used to smash my neighbor's wife and then go shoot hoops with him and shit.
That's horrible.
That was grimy. And then I was taking the places to smash it. That's how I smashed him.
You should have been killed.
Why?
Because that's dirty.
I know.
That's grimy. She must have had some good punani that you was taking the risk of doing it in the house. On her bed.
Not not really. Sometimes when it rains outside, you don't want to go out far when you're single. And
that's,
it's just
horrible,
right,
babe.
You know what I'm saying? But I was young. She was older than me. So, you know,
she had that older.
I was like 22, 23. And I was living in Miami at the time. So, you know, anything was fine. So, yeah, but he had a big ass 4'5". I know he's going to be cold. So, yeah, cold.
And you took that chance. Woo, man, I'm glad it turned out the way it did, that he didn't catch you, because I wouldn't have known you.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you told him that. That's funny.
What about you, young lady?
So, I've been thinking about this story to tell you guys. So, back when I was in middle school, it was this one chick I couldn't stand. I could not stand her with a passion, right? But she was the cousin of one of my good friends, right? So I couldn't do anything to her because my best friend, that was her cousin. But my sister was a thug. You know, my sister always been big and she always, you know, fought like a dude, right? My sister is like a black, what was that box of jelly bean?
Your sister
is a beast.
Your sister is Dee Dee.
Yeah, she's just a beast.
y'all see. Next Friday.
Okay, whatever. So let me get back to my story. So she's a beast. She don't play no games. And she's been that way since a kid. So she always had a big, strong body. You built strong girl.
Strong voice.
Yes. So I'm in eighth grade. She's a couple years older than me. So I couldn't stand this chick. And me and the girl used to get into arguments, but I could never do anything to her and fight her because that was my best friend's cousin. So one day I told my sister some lie that this girl did, because the cousin was older than me. I think by 1 year, she was tall. She was towering over me, whatever. But I wasn't scared of her or nothing like that. But she was my friend, my best friend's cousin. So I told my sister this lie and said that she said something, that she wanted to do something to me. And my sister was like, yeah, she said that. All right, I'm gonna get her. So all I know, we was coming out of a play, and where I used to live was across the street from the school. It was a big ass park. So it was my apartment, a big ass park, and the school. So all of a sudden, I was saying goodbye to my best friend. Her and her cousin kept on walking. They was going through the park, getting to the school. All of a sudden, my sister and her girls just trumping, just back, started jumping on, whooping on her like
did
it
did
was.
Did they just sneak her? Like, did she know it was coming? Did she was there to?
I can't
to
even remember. No, she didn't have none of that.
No time.
They got on her like white on rice. Whooped that girl's ass. I actually felt bad. They beat her so bad. And mind you, we were in front of a school. So the teachers, the janitors was coming out trying to break up the fight. And I was like, I was eight in eighth grade. I was like 12, 13 or whatever age you were in eighth grade. And I regret that, because that was dirty. And she had an inkling that I had something to do with it. She even sent me to the principal office like the next day. And, you know, the principal was like, put your hand up, the right hand up, you know, and, you know, did you have anything to do with this fight? I was like, no, why? Now, no one expect me. I was smart.
She didn't recognize that your sister was out there.
That's why she put me in it. And my sister wasn't in that school. You know what I'm saying? So she pinpointed me. And I was like, my sister's a wild girl. I don't have anything to do that. And I thought about that because I'm still cool with the girl. And she was asking me about it, and I was like, no, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know why my sister would do that. That's foul. You know my sister crazy. She didn't know that. She got jumped. She got jumped really bad. So, I can't even remember the girl's name. This is so long ago. But I do apologize. Yeah, I had you jumped. Not proud of it.
You look terrible, friend. Why are you telling me shit before we first started dating? Y'all look at me completely differently. Little shady ass.
Yeah, that was some Nino Brown shit.
Yeah, shady love.
Yeah, but you know, me and my friend, we were still cool until I moved to East Orange. We still kept in contact, and then we lost contact. But she was one of my really good friends. But I had to get her cousin beat up. Not just beat up, jumped.
Really good friend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It is what it is. Ooh, don't judge me. I didn't judge you.
Huh?
I didn't judge you. You're judging me.
About just smashing people. That, you got somebody mashed.
You're just smashing a married woman.
And she told me they were separated.
She didn't tell you anything, your young ass. Your nose was open.
I know. He would go out of town and shit. I'm like, yo, man, he moving back home and shit. Then he would pop back up again. He trying to work out.
You can't tell me what you did was worse than what I did.
He would leave again. Like, yo, I think it's done this time. I'd be right back over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then he came through and he wanted to shoot hoops when they brought the ball and shit. He started shooting hoops.
You're horrible. You know what I'm saying? Went between and then he the Lord and said her vows and you your thing with her. That's wrong.
And then after he shot ball, yo, we went out and got lunch, yo.
You horrible, Brandon.
I know, it's terrible.
You're horrible.
I feel bad about that.
Look in the camera and say, tell him you apologize.
I did that already.
No, you didn't.
And one apology is enough?
No, you didn't apologize. I apologize for my sins and my wrongdoing.
I looked right over there. Did what I did.
Yeah,
you just want me to catch up with you.
No.
You apologize like 5 times. You know how bad you are for doing that dumb shit.
This is Convo 49.
And you got your sister in
Convo 49.
You apologize to her? Apologize to your sister. Making her go out here and call her crew and waste their time and buddy up their knuckles beating this girl to a pulp. Apologize to your sister.
Let's move on.
This is a liar.
Let's move on. I was 13 years old. You was grown. This is Convo 49. Convo 49. If you missed any of our previous combos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, and iTunes. And we need you to leave us what?
5 estrellas. That's 5 stars.
Say something in Spanish to me, baby.
Hola.
No. Say something good to me in Spanish. Because people don't believe when I say that you lived in Spain and that you speak fluent English.
I never did that. But bienvenidos todos los que acaba de venir a los Estados Unidos. Welcome.
I don't know what you said. But my baby did live in Spain for a few years. Alright, you want to be modest.
I sound like George W. Bush and...
All right, he's acting extra. Okay, so listen, let's get into this week's Cut 'Em Loose.
Cut it. You know what? I tell people all the time that even when we don't see eye to eye or something, we in the car, you know, you be driving, you and your girl, you know, y'all just finish beefing about something. Then that song come on. And that song come on, we're like, you need to cut it. That's my jam, yo.
My son even rocks to it. So let's get into this week's Cut 'Em Loose. Let's do Samuel L. Jackson style. So I'm going to name 4 of Samuel L. Jackson's movies. And you have to cut one. You got to cut one loose. All right. So let's go with Coach Carter, Django, Pulp Fiction, Time to Kill. Baby, which one are you cutting? Do you need me to re-spit that? Restate it for you?
Say one more again.
You got Time to Kill, Pulp Fiction, Django, or Coach Carter. Which one are you cutting?
It's not getting rid of A Time to Kill.
Okay.
Not getting rid of. This is not fair because Time to Kill, he was pretty much the star at
mm-hmm.
And Coach Carter, it really wasn't my movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the running to get cut. Pulp Fiction, that movie, I'm a movie buff a little bit. That movie revolutionized movie making in Hollywood. That movie, a lot of stuff you see now would not be happening.
Okay.
So, negative. That movie stays. Django. He had. It might be in his best supporting role, maybe in his whole career. And I don't even think he was nominated for supporting actor.
A lot of blacks don't get nominated, so that's nothing.
Yeah, it was just too many blacks in that movie, right? at the Oscars. But damn, I love his role there. Mr. Miss Me, I miss you like a baby. Mrs. Mammy, I miss you like a stone in my shoe.
So which one are you cutting?
Who that nigga in that neck? I'm gonna cut Coach Carter. What about you, young lady?
Cut. All right. So Time to Kill, classic. You can't touch it. Django, even though he's in a supporting role, you can't cut it. Pulp Fiction.
I think they're free. He's free. He's our guest. Take it back to the time. I just watched Lennox again. Niggas in the bed.
Come on, babe. Let me finish my shit. So, Pulp Fiction, everybody talks about this movie, but I've never seen this movie in a day in my life. So, I don't
You've know. Never seen Pulp Fiction?
No, I never seen it. I've seen pieces of it. Why did
you tell me before we met? I will be with you right now. How you ain't seen Pulp Fiction?
I never watched the whole thing in its entirety. Oh. I'll say that. I've seen pieces of it, but never watched the whole thing in its entirety.
I'm not married.
So, but, you know, Coach Carter, I'm going to cut Coach Carter. That got to go. But if I've seen Coach Carter, because I love my black movies, and it was good, I would have cut Pulp Fiction because I've never seen it.
We even went to L.A. You said, yo, we're going to go to the restaurant when he shot the scene for Pulp Fiction. We went there and ate. This is back in, just like 10 years ago.
Those chicken wings was the shit, too.
It wasn't the chicken wings there.
There was. I had chicken wings there, bad.
That's Roscoe's.
I know what Roscoe's is.
It wasn't Roscoe's.
It wasn't Roscoe's.
We didn't. I'm not talking about Roscoe's.
I had chicken wings.
It was a place that looked like a diner.
Yes, I know, babe.
So you had chicken wings at Roscoe's and you had chicken wings.
Yes, I did. But I'm telling you, I love my black movie, so I would have cut Pulp Fiction. I just didn't see it.
So we went to the place where they shot Pulp Fiction.
That mean I had to see the damn movie?
No. But we both acknowledged it, and it was, you know, it was kind of like an iconic moment for when we do our trips and shit that we went there.
For who?
And then you never even went back and watched the fucking movie afterwards?
No. I had no interest. All I can see is John Travolta doing shit. John Travolta doing this shit with his and Uma Thurman. Nah, I never seen that shit. I have no interest. I'm not gonna go watch it now. So we want to know, who are you cutting? Time to Kill, Pulp Fiction, Django, Coach Carter. Which Samuel L. Jackson movie are you cutting? Let us know.
Anime. You gonna watch that movie this week?
No, not at all. Bae, any parting words?
Yeah, please listen to all the older shows, like you're listening to this convo number 49. Please go back. You can go as far back if y'all don't know yet. My baby used to do this by herself on a regular, no co-host, nobody, baby.
True indeed. That is so true. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, baby, for being a guest tonight. In the meantime, in between time, take care. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.